Some Indiana residents are criticizing Governor Eric Holcomb's call for Attorney Curtis Hill to resign. Holcomb called for Hill to resign after the Attorney General was accused of sexual misconduct by four women earlier this year. Three legislative staffers and a Democratic representative accused Hill of repeatedly groping them at an end-of-legislation party in March. Hill denies the allegations. Governor Holcomb and other top Republicans have called for Hill to resign. According to the Indianapolis Star, the governor's office has received over 80 voicemails and emails, most of which were critical of Holcomb's decision to call for Hill to step down. Some of these responses called Holcomb, quote, a useful idiot of the Democratic Party, unquote. Many of the responses were critical of the Me Too movement, claiming that men accused are not given due process. Those comments echo statements from Attorney General Hill, who has claimed he's been victimized by the allegations. The Indy Star quotes one constituent as saying, quote, I am sick of the women coming out and destroying people's lives in the name of politics, unquote. Some responses also compared the situation to that of Roy Moore, last year's Republican candidate for a special Senate election in Alabama. Moore, who was accused of making sexual advances towards underage girls, lost the election to Democrat Doug Jones. The Indy Star reports one constituent claimed that Democrats have now, quote, weaponized sexual assault, unquote. Other Indiana Republicans have called for Hill to resign, including House Speaker Brian Bosma and Senate pro tempore David Long. A special prosecutor has been appointed to investigate the accusations. Hill unsuccessfully attempted to block the appointment. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Carolyn Vandeweele.